This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's lifeguard season has ended, though city beaches remain open. Guards left their post at North Beach yesterday. Swimmers are being told they need to monitor conditions and use extra caution. People in Racine and Kenosha counties have until next Monday to apply for FEMA aid after April's storms and flooding. Assistance may cover uninsured damage, temporary housing, vehicle repairs, and other emergency needs. People can apply online, by phone, or through the FEMA app. Former Kenosha substitute teacher Alexander Pointer was sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to a felony involving explicit Instagram messages sent to a teen. He'll also serve 3 years of extended supervision. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Jonathan Beckman received 6 months in jail and 3 years probation for misconduct in office and domestic abuse-related charges. He resigned from the department May 1st. And those going to Kenosha Unified football games must now pass through metal detectors before entering the games. Guests are being told to buy tickets online, arrive early, and note that gates close at halftime. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is set to visit Oshkosh today as part of a national tour promoting U.S. defense manufacturing. Hegseth will speak with workers and leaders at Oshkosh Corp and tour the company's defense production operations. The Pentagon says the Arsenal of Freedom tour is focused on faster production, new technology, and long-term contracts for American manufacturers. Oshkosh Defense holds several military contracts, including work on tactical vehicles and systems for the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. A Wisconsin-based food products manufacturer is facing fines after two incidents left three workers dead and two injured. The incidents involving industrial kettle accidents occurred on February 12th and March 18th at IPMF LLC, operating as NaturePak. The U.S. Department of Labor issued citations with penalties adding up to more than $364,000. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is giving an update on the state's measles cases. In Iowa County, there are four new confirmed cases. Meanwhile, in Lafayette County, there's one new confirmed case and four probable cases. There are now a total of 41 confirmed and seven probable cases associated with the outbreak. A Wisconsin driver pulled over for going 114 miles per hour in a 55 zone blamed his lead foot on a horrible round of golf. Barron County Sheriff's deputies recently pulled over a driver near Rice Lake Airport after clocking him driving more than twice the posted speed limit. Authorities say when they asked him why he was in such a hurry, the man explained he'd just left the golf course after playing a horrible round. Due to the proximity to the airport, authorities say they jokingly reminded the man he was driving a Malibu, not a Cessna. The sheriff's office posted a photo of their radar gun showing the 114 reading, saying next time take your frustrations out on the driving range, not in the driving lane. A Wisconsin high school football player died over the weekend, 2 days after being injured during the team's season opener last Thursday. Adam Mossman was a senior and starting quarterback at Alma Center Lincoln High School in West Central Wisconsin. Superintendent Drew Semmingson sent a message to Lincoln families Saturday to confirm the news. Semmingson said Mossman was injured during the game and received medical care from personnel who were at the game before he was taken to a hospital. The district learned Saturday afternoon that he had died from the injury. The school plans to have additional counseling support for students beginning at noon today and throughout the day tomorrow as students begin the new school year. The American Red Cross has declared a national blood supply crisis for just the second time in history. As Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer tells us, donations have fallen to a four-year summer low.
The Red Cross says donations are not keeping up with hospital demand, with extreme heat, poor air quality, and widespread foodborne illnesses contributing to fewer people donating this summer. They say the shortage is especially serious for type O blood. They say type O accounts for about 60% of Red Cross blood distributions and is used for both everyday patient care and emergencies. Several blood drives are coming up across northern Wisconsin, including drives scheduled for Tuesday in Birchwood, Trigo, and Iron River, and another one on Wednesday at Ashland Ford. As an added incentive, anyone who donates through August 31st will receive a $20 Amazon gift card by email. The Red Cross says just three additional donors at each blood drive this summer could help stabilize the supply. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Anyone eligible to donate can make an appointment through the Red Cross Blood Donor app or at redcrossblood.org. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
An injured Brewer last night. High on Mike Clemens with sports baseball. Brewer center fielder Garrett Mitchell squared off to lay down a bunt in the fourth inning last night against the Braves. Instead, he was hit by a 94-mile-an-hour pitch. X-rays were negative, so for now Mitchell is dealing with a badly bruised right wrist and forearm. The Braves went on to win the game 4-2 in the Little League Classic to avoid being swept by the Brewers. The game played in Pennsylvania. The crew will open a series tomorrow night in New York against the Mets. College football, the numbers are out. Season ticket sales for Wisconsin Badger games are way down. After the team finished 4-8 last year, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
What was your reaction to that, and what would be your message to fans?
My reaction is I did not know that. I don't know when those came out. That's the beautiful thing about being in fall camp. Again, I know what our job is, and our job is to put a product out there that everybody wants to be able to see. If you build it, they will continue to come.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and pleasant today. Our high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon with just a light breeze. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.